is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Robert Mugabe has officially resigned as president of Zimbabwe Tuesday evening, ending his 37 years in power. The resignation was met with celebration in the streets. The 93-year-old leader clung to power for a week after a military takeover. He was placed under house arrest and Sunday stripped of his leadership of the ruling ZANU-PF party. People like parliamentarian Edson Gumbo reacted with hope.
It's a historic event. We got a lot to learn from this and to improve on where we made mistakes and make this country great again.
Mr. Mugabe's sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to be sworn in Friday as president. If Mr. Mugabe and his family leave Zimbabwe, where might they go? Joy Makembe is with the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition.
The best for Mugabe is to go to the Far East. He has always gone to the Far East. You know, he goes to Malaysia, he goes to Singapore. It is rumored that he has investments there. There are less Zimbabweans there and not so many people who care.
Among those in the international community reacting to the resignation was Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
First sight, this is a moment of hope for Zimbabwe and for the people of Zimbabwe.
The United States sees this as a historic opportunity for Zimbabwe. Mr. Mugabe was facing impeachment in Parliament. In Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Tuesday slapped new sanctions on 13 Chinese and North Korean